الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا اذا نودي للصلاه من يوم الجمعه فاسعوا الى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم ان كنتم تعلمون فاذا قضيت الصلاه فانتشروا في الارض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون واذا راوا تجاره او لهوا انفضوا اليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجاره والله خير الرازقين صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Respected ulama ikram, beloved brothers and elders in Islam, we have been discussing about the day of Jumu'ah, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen this day. In the words of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are told, the best day upon which the sun rises is the day of Jumu'ah, the best of your days is the day of Jumu'ah, the most leading day is the day of Jumu'ah, the greatest day in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also is the day of Jumu'ah. It is more valuable and more greater than Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr. In both the Eid days, this day of Jumu'ah is more valuable. This is such a great day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for us. And indeed, we are really fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us countless occasions to take from His treasures, His unlimited treasures. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so many opportunities. Like I mentioned, this day of Jumu'ah, a very, very great opportunity for us to take from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every week Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants it to us. The day of Eid comes twice a year, the days of Eid. And we all look forward to that Eid. We honor the day of Eid. It has to be honored. It is a festival made from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The added ibadat that are made obligatory upon us on the day of Eid. And all of us very earnestly and with great care and great caution, we make sure that we carry out all those ibadats on the day of Eid. We say today is a very big day up to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all days, but especially on this day. Bigger day than that is the day of Jumu'ah. It comes every week to us. It is for us to realize this reality. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has expounded this in the hadith in different words. Afzal ayyamikum, sayyida ayyamikum, azamuha, khayru yawmin tala'at alayhi shams. In different phrases, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expresses this reality that this is a very, very great day. Among the greatest days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, even more greater than Yawm al-Adha and Yawm al-Fitr. How great is this day? Our respected Asatiza had told us when we were studying many, many years ago that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies the reward of any action that is carried on a Friday 70 times. And as the Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullahi alayh has mentioned this in his Fazail-e Durood, that is mentioned one hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies the reward of any action carried on a Friday 70 times. This is how great it is. This is how great the day is. You say subhanallah on the Friday, you get 70 times more sawab than you said it on an ordinary day. Give charity on the day of Friday, you get 70 times more sawab than doing it on any ordinary day. You read one Durood Sharif on the day of Friday, you get 70 times more sawab than reading on any ordinary day. These realities were known to our pious predecessors. That is why, remember in the old days, the elderly folk especially should take special precaution as far as the day of Jumu'ah is concerned. And they should take special precaution, make due preparations early in advance for the day of Jumu'ah, and come early to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the day of Jumu'ah. Why? Because the significance, the greatness, the auspiciousness, the sacredness of the day was at heart. Today, unfortunately, we find on many occasions, people are not even aware about the day of Jumu'ah because of their working places. They do not give leave. Some are in colleges, etc. They do not get leave any other day in the day of Jumu'ah. Ma'azallah, Allah forbid, becomes a day like any ordinary day. And some of us, alhamdulillah, with the fazl of Allah, tawfiq of Allah, at least we close our businesses, etc., and we leave our jobs and come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This in itself is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we should not look at the Christians for anything, because our deen is ideal. But in the pre-independence we find, and even today, the day of Sunday used to be declared a public holiday. And the basic reason for this was these Christians used to celebrate, should go and pray on that day. Why? It is a day of prayer. They should close all the businesses and ensure that they go and pray. Whether they pray with P-A-R-Y or they pray on other the beings of Allah, there's a separate issue, but it's the significance or adhering or recognizing the greatness of their days of Sundays, they used to close their businesses and devote it and say it's devoted for prayer. This should be the shan of a mu'min, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this day such a special day, a day of worship, a day where Allah ta'ala gives and multiplies the reward. This should be our spirit, though it's not obligatory, but this should be the spirit of a mu'min, that he does not work on a Friday. He devotes his Friday to the devotion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you may be surprised and shocked. We have people in our community, some of them are professors, they don't work on a Friday. They devoted to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I had gone to that masjid of that person who is a professor, and I found him sitting alone in the masjid. There was nobody in the masjid, early in the masjid, devoting it for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq when we have the realization of the greatness of the day of Friday dawns upon us, then it is very, very simple for us to spend it in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Abdul Hamid Sahib always mentions an incident about a person in those days who had gone for some business venture overseas, and with him was a non-Muslim. When it came to a Sunday and he invited him to attend a meeting, etc., told him, no, today I cannot pray. Today I cannot attend a business meeting. Why? The day of my prayer. We talk about his Bible and he starts studying his Bible. In the evening, he called him again for some lunch, some other business venture. Said, no, today is the day of Sunday. I cannot do that. Said, this Muslim, this action of this Christian had affected him so much that after he had landed on the shore, from that day, he closes his business on the day of Friday and spends it only in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This should be our spirit when we see, as I mentioned, it's not faraz and binding, but the spirit of a mu'min. In true appreciation of the great ni'mat that Allah ta'ala has given us, this great day, as I mentioned, multiplied 70 times. Can you imagine? One action you carry out, multiplied 70 times, you get the reward. What a great bargain. These bargains we don't hear of as far as the deen is dunya is concerned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's treasures are unlimited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affords us these opportunities. That is why congratulations to those people that come and value the day of Friday, come early to the masajid, and spend the entire day of Friday in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ulama kiram and the mashayikh mentioned a very striking point. They say, Al-Jumu'atu mizanu al-usbu, wa ramadanu mizanu al-sana, wa al-hajju mizanu al-umr. That the hajj is like a scale, it's like a judge, it's like a gauge for the entire life. The manner in which the person spends the hajj, inshallah, that will affect his entire life. His entire life will be affected. And if he spends his hajj in true devotion and sincerity in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this effect will remain in his entire life. And similarly, mizanu ramadan, mizanu sana. The manner in the person in which he spends his ramadan, this is the gauge of the entire year. If he spends it in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, devoting himself and with sincerity in the obedience of Allah, the entire year, inshallah, he'll spend in the obedience of Allah. And they say, Al-Jum'atu mizan al-usbu. The day of Friday is a gauge and is also a scale of the entire week. The manner in which a person spends the Friday, inshallah, he'll spend the rest of the week in the same manner. In other words, if he spends it in devotion, worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, the rest of the week, he will also spend it in the devotion and in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the barakat of the day of Friday. Not only do we get the rewards here of the day of Friday, but the effect of the day of Friday will remain throughout the entire week. We had mentioned historically what had taken place in the day of Friday, such an historic day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created Adam alayhi salam and had put him into paradise, taken him out, sent him on the earth, accepted his tawbah, and his death was on the day of Friday. And also mentioned that it was on the day of Friday Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had begun the creation of the earth and the skies in 6 days. And the last day of those 6 days was the day of Friday. Then on the day of Friday after the Asr Salat, that was the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. So historically also it bears great significance, the day of Friday. And also in future we know that Qiyamah will come on the day of Friday. Qiyamah will be on the day of Friday. That is why the animals around us fear this day, except the insan and jinnat. All of them fear this day, thinking that this Friday may be Qiyamah. This Friday may be Qiyamah at the approach of the day of Jumu'ah. But also mentioned other creations that Allah, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told us, even the angels, the skies, the seas, the trees, the mountains, etc. They also fear, the earth and the sky also fear the day of Jumu'ah, lest it may be the day of judgment. So we find great historical events have taken place. Great events take place for the mu'min on the day of Jumu'ah. And also in future, also the day of Jumu'ah, we find Qiyamah will take place. If you look at this day historically, we find this day of Jumu'ah, even prior to the advent of Islam, we find Makkah al-Mukarramah, Lu'ay, Ka'b bin Lu'ay, who was from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was that person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept upon Tawheed, upon the oneness of Allah. He had not worshipped any idols. He used to congregate on this day, congregate with the people on the day of Friday and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, some say the Ansar, some people from the Ansar used to congregate on this day, the day of Jumu'ah. Jumu'ah actually means to get together and to assemble and to congregate. So this day is known as the day of Jumu'ah because the day of congregation, a day of assembly, a special day of assembly. Every five times daily we assemble. But this is a special day of assembly. In fact, initially early days of Islam, Jumu'ah used to take place only in one of the masjids. One of the masjids of the town only used to have Jumu'ah. Wherever the big masjid of the town was, because it was a day of special congregation, special get-together, and special assembly, all the people from the various parts of the town used to congregate and come to one masjid to carry out the Jummah Salat. This was the importance of the Jummah Salat. And from all the Salat we find, all the five-time daily Salat are Fard, but we find the Jummah Salat has a special status if you look in the Quran and the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is the one symbol of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, distinguishing feature of the mu'mineen is the Jummah Salat. Jummah Salat has special distinction over all the other Salat. All the other Salat are Fards and compulsory and binding, we have to attend them. But when it came to the Jummah Salat, we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed verses of the Holy Quran in encouraging us and commanding us that Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu idha nudiya lis-salati min yawm al-jum'ah fas'u ila dhikrillahi wa dharul bay. That O you who believe, when the call is made for the day of Friday, for the Friday prayers, ila yawm al-jum'ah, idha nudiya lis-salati min yawm al-jum'ah, that the call is made, the azan is given for the Jummah Salat on Friday, fas'u ila dhikrillah. Fas'u sa'i actually means to run. But what is meant here is to hasten towards the remembrance of Allah. Hasten towards the remembrance of Allah. This was sufficient for us to understand the order of injunction of Allah, that leave out everything and hasten. When you hasten towards something, you leave out everything that you are doing. And what it meant here was that focus your attention towards the Salat, towards the remembrance of Allah. Ila dhikrillah, some say what is meant here is the Jummah Salat itself. And some say what is meant here is the khutbah. Fas'u ila dhikrillahi wadharul bay. And together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, leave out business, leave out sales, leave out merchandise, leave out trading, and leave out trading. Other words, generally what used to happen was, because the Jummah Salat is compulsory in the cities and towns, and not in villages, most of the people are engaged in business transactions, buying and selling, etc. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them that leave out your business, leave out your trade and merchandise, and hasten to the remembrance of Allah, hasten to the Salat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is meant here is everything that will hamper, and everything that will hamper a person and stop a person and become an obstruction between him and the Salat and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be left out. Whether it is buying and selling, whether it is eating and drinking, whether it is agriculture, etc., whatever is occupied and engaged, it should leave it out. Everything that will hamper and hinder the preparation of going towards the Jummah Salat is meant here, though bay is mentioned here specifically because people used to be trading. And here, obviously, bay actually means a sale. What is left here, what is meant here is to leave out businesses. When the businesses close, obviously, the people going to the business also will cease to go there. So here a specific command is made for the Jummah Salat, which is not made for any other Salat in the Holy Quran. All the other Salat, some places are mentioned. Some are mentioned distinctly and clearly, and some are mentioned discreetly. But this order is specific to the Jummah Salat. It has a special status that fas'u ila dhikrillah wazarul bay'. Further, Allah Ta'ala tells us, normally what happens? Person becomes deceived. I have such a big customer, and the azan is going. What is meant here by Adhanuri alayhi salat? The first azan that is called out. Historically, if you see, the first azan was that one that is called out in the masjid, in front of the imam, or before the imam, before the khutbah. First, that was the azan. Thereafter, when the people began to increase, time of Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that first azan that we heard already, that was initiated. And with the consensus of the Sahaba ikram alim ajma'in, that was accepted. No person should raise a question here that this was done by Usman radiallahu anhu, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like he tells us to follow his sunnah, he explicitly and clearly and emphatically and categorically tells us, alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al-khulafai rashideen. Follow my sunnah and the sunnah and the way of the khulafai rashideen, those khalifas that were chosen and those khalifas that had come after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So those acts that Dad initiated in the presence of the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullah Alayhim Ajma'in, and there was a consensus of the companions of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that is also part of our deen because of this hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today we find, unfortunately, people do not understand, begin to find faults. Taraweeh Salat, for example, the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu congregated the people. This azan was in the time of Usman radiallahu anhu, when the entire ummah of the Sahaba Ridwanullah Alaihim Ajma'in of that time bear testimony to the fact and authenticity of this action. Who are we thereafter to come and raise questions regarding this aspect of deen? So here's Usman radiallahu anhu had initiated this first azan because there were a lot of people come to the masjid. And what is meant here is this first azan. The first azan we hear, then we should stop. First awira dhikrillah, when the call is made, stop all our activities and come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we find the shops closed well in advance and people are away. As I mentioned, some people who know the significance don't even open the shops on a Friday. But here, from this also, we can gauge also, understand the permissibility of trading. Because Allah Ta'ala tells us, leave out trade at that time and come to the remembrance of Allah and to the Salat of Jumu'ah. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And this is better for you if you only knew. Though it may seem that I have a very lucrative business, I can make a lot of money, a lot of customers at this time, but this is better for you to come to Salat and to show adherence to and obedience to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in view of this, we will get what will be enduring and lasting in the hereafter, that is paradise and great rewards. But as far as our worldly activities are concerned, then we find those benefits are only restricted to the world. And they are restricted while we are living. After we leave this dunya, that we will remain behind and we will only leave with our good deeds that we have come and carried out. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that it's better for you if you only knew. And thereafter, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ السَّلَاةِ, when the salat is completed, فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ, to show to us the permissibility and the legality of trading after salat. As I mentioned, it's praiseworthy if a person engages himself in ibadat. But if he goes out and trades after Jummah Salat, is absolutely permissible, like Allah Ta'ala tells us here that when the Salat is complete, فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, disperse in the land, وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ, and seek from the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning your rosy, and go and earn, engage in business, etc. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that the zikr of Allah is not only restricted to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also abundantly in your business places. Remember Him. And remember the commands of Allah, remember the orders of Allah, remember the injunctions of Allah, remember the greatness of Allah, remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is omnipresent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us and aware of our activities. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your hearts and with your tongues and with your activities. Don't forget, when you engage in your business, don't forget the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here it also implies that we should uphold the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even in our businesses. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions special praise for those people. رِجَالُ اللَّهِ تُلْهِيمْ تِجَارَةُ وَلَا بَيْعٌ أَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ السَّلَاةِ وَإِتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ. Those people that are such men, لَا تُلْهِيمْ تِجَارَةُ وَلَا بَيْعٌ أَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, that buying and selling and transacting does not make them unmindful of the zikr of Allah, of the remembrance of Allah, wa iqami salati wa ita'i zakah, and establishing the namaz and giving the salat. When they go out in the businesses, they are not different people. Today, unfortunately, you find a person is in a masjid, he's a different person engaged in the remembrance of Allah, totally devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he goes to his marketplace, ma'azallah, we find that person's behavior is completely contrary to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, implying and giving this meaning that here I am absolutely free to do what I want to know. We are the servants and slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the masjids, in the bazaars, in every way, in every day, in every place, in every area, in every circumstances. We are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever we go. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not tell us to remember Him only, merely remembering. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, so that you may be successful. So even when we are in our businesses, we should not forget the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by remembering with our tongues, by remembering the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by remembering to uphold the ethics of business when we are there, by remembering Him, by being fair and just with our customers, etc. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. In order for you to be successful, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance, even in your business place. Thereafter, an indication is made towards an incident that can take place in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At that time, initially, the Jummah Salat used to be performed and the khutbah used to be given after the Jummah Salat. It was an occasion and a time when a caravan had come from Syria. And at that time, if you can understand, in the Arabian Peninsula, there were hardly things that were produced there. There were scarcities of essentials like foodstuffs, etc. And there used to be occasionally caravans coming from Syria and other places with the essentials of life. And when they used to come, they used to beat the drums, etc., announcing they're coming. And people used to go and rush towards them and flock with them, the male and female, etc., and buy the essential commodities that they used to require. So at one stage, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was giving the khutbah, and this happened, a caravan had come. Some say it was a caravan of Dihya Kalbi. That time he was not a Muslim. His caravan had come carrying all the essentials in the time and period when there was scarcity and shortage in Medina al-Munawwara. Then we find Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullah alayhim, when the drums were beaten announcing the arrival, the Sahaba Ikram, most of them left the Jummah congregation and went there to buy their necessities of life and get the essentials of life because of the scarcity. Because if they should not go, people used to rush there, maybe they would be deprived of those things. And not realizing the status of the khutbah, that it is essential for them to remain there and to listen to the khutbah even after the Jummah Salat, they had left and gone there. So at that occasion we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed this verses of the Holy Quran. وَإِذَا رَأَوْا تِجَارَةً أَوْ لَهْوًا انْفَضُّوا إِلَيْهَا وَتَرَكُوكَ قَائِمًا. That when they saw تِجَارَةً أَوْ لَهْوًا انْفَضُّوهَا, then they saw merchandise coming to them, and when they saw things of amusement, then they left you and they dispersed and went towards that, and they had left you standing there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws a picture of what had happened. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned on that stage that if all of you had gone, if all of you had left me performing the khutbah and gone, then this valley should be filled with the fire of azab from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have come down on this valley of Madinah al-Munawwara on all of the people. It's mentioned about 12 people had remained there, and these were the reasons that I mentioned, because there was a scarcity of essential commodities, one. Secondly, we find that if they had not gone in that time, then they felt they would be deprived. People would purchase those commodities and they would be deprived. And thirdly, they were not aware of the real status of the khutbah, that it is absolutely necessary for them to sit down and listen to the khutbah. That is why they had dispersed and gone there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down his reprimanding and reproaching upon them. فَتَرَكُوكَ قَائِمًا. Tell them, قُلْ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ مِنَ اللَّهْوِ وَمِنَ التِّجَارَةِ. Tell them what is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he was by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is better, خَيْرٌ مِنَ اللَّهْوِ, than this amusement and this merchandise that you see here. The rewards by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are much more, giving us the understanding that the acts of deen have more value than the acts of dunya. The acts of dunya are to fulfill our mundane, to go about fulfilling our mundane activities here, to fulfill our physical needs, etc. This is very, very limited. But the rewards by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are unlimited, and the rewards by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. What is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is much better than the worldly ni'mats. وَأَبْقَى, it is more enduring and more lasting. It will be there forever and forever and forever. And we find the commodities that we get here, they last for a short while and they are over. The rewards and the fruit of those rewards and the benefits of those rewards will be enduring and lasting forever and ever. Well, and whatever is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better than this merchandise and better than this amusement. Wallahu khairul raziqeen, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best provider. That is why it's mentioned that after the Jummah Salat, when a person goes out to his engages in his business, then he is blessed 70 times more. It's mentioned about Iraq bin Malik radiallahu anhu, after he used to complete the faras of Jummah, he should say, oh Allah, I accepted your call, ajabtu da'watak. You had invited me by saying, hayya ala salah, hayya ala faratul muazzin, and accepted. Wa adaytu faridatak, and I fulfilled your faraiz. And wantashartu kama amartani, and I have been dispersing now, I'm dispersing. You should stand at the door of the masjid and say, I'm dispersing now into the land like you have commanded me. Give me from your grace. And you are the best person, the best provider. That is why, as I mentioned, the senior, the Kabir mentioned, that a person engages in business thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies that and gives him 70 times more blessings. So here we can understand the importance of the Jummah Salat. A special ruku here is ended, a special surah, Suratul Jum'ah, where we find mention is made about this Jummah Salat, that we should hasten towards the Jummah Salat. We should question ourselves. We know the importance of Jummah. We know the importance of the Jummah Salat. We know the distinct status and distinguished position it has in the Sharia of Islam. Do we hasten towards the Jummah Salat when the azan is said? This can be answered by looking around when the azan is said. How many of us are in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah ta'ala give me and all of us the tawfiq and guidance to complete and fulfill this honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to recognize the greatness of the Jummah Salat. Inshallah, we'll continue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.